You've waited over 200 days for this. It's time to get ready for Chiefs training camp in St. Joe. Hi, everyone. I'm Mitch Holtis, the voice of the Chiefs, along with Chiefs insider Josh Looney. It has been an outstanding offseason for the Kansas City Chiefs. A great draft, free agent pickups. And on this show, one of several that we're going to have during the preseason to get you ready for that opener against the Atlanta Falcons, you will get exclusive footage and a mic'd up session with Romeo Crennel. This is your Chiefs Blueprint.
This was the end of the 2011 season, but it's the beginning of 2012.
Free agency barely a week old, and the Chiefs already addressed several key areas.
Who are the guys going to be that make an impact, not only now, but in the future?
I'm not sure anybody in the league had a more comprehensive class.
Now, everyone wants to know what the team's going to do with the 11th pick overall.
The Kansas City Chiefs select Dontari Poe.
This is a guy who consistently overcomes adversity.
The Chiefs used all 3 days of the draft to assess a lot of need.
We got what we needed in free agency.
Getting key guys back from injury.
This team's putting all the pieces together, if you ask me.
Let's get right into this. It's only fitting that we're in the draft room at Arrowhead Stadium, Josh, because let's go back to late April and the draft that a lot of Chiefs fans were excited about. My question to you, how many of these guys can be a factor for the Chiefs in 2012?
Oh, Mitch, I think without question, you look up and down this draft class, and you can start with a guy like Jeff Allen, the second-round pick. You go to the fourth round with Devin Wiley, a wide receiver. The sixth round, Cyrus Gray. Up and down this draft class, you've got guys who are going to compete to contribute immediately. But as we enter training camp, everybody circles back to the big man, the number one pick, 11th overall, Dontari Poe. Can this guy get on the field immediately for the Chiefs? We saw him in some sub-package situations in the off-season practices. Well, can he be that three-down lineman? We're going to find out when the pads start pumping.
The draft is its own animal. Months and months of preparation. All funnels in to the call. Let's revisit the first phone call made to Dontari Poe in the Chiefs draft room.
From the Kansas City Chiefs, how you doing? You ready for us to pick you?
Turning in, Dontari Poe, nose tackle, Memphis State. Good job. Good job.
Dontari. Coach Crennel, how are you doing?
Hey, congratulations, guys. Now, you're going to be able to come in here, and you're going to give you a great chance to compete. And I'm looking for you to play on all downs, all right? Okay, buddy. I know you're excited, and there's people there, so I'm going to let you talk to Mr. Hunt and his owner.
Dontari, how are you doing? Good. You excited to be a Kansas City Chief? Well, we're excited. You're going to love living in Kansas City and playing for the Chiefs.
All this political talk.
Coach Crennel and our entire defensive staff just like working with you, and you're going to enjoy working with them. Well, good. Well, I just wanted you to know how excited we are to have you, and I'm going to let you talk to our general manager, Scott Peele.
Make sure it's the one that says they're
Oh. How you doing, kid? Good, I'm doing great.
Beginning with first-round draft pick Dontari Poe, the Chiefs' 2012 draft class is comprised of 8 former college prospects. These rookies have now gone through 10 weeks in the Chiefs' offseason program and are ready to compete for playing time in St. Joseph. Let's take a look at each of these 8 players and where they stand heading into training camp. Dontari Poe, the massive nose tackle out of Memphis, wrapped up offseason practices working with the first team defense in sub-package sets designed to defend the pass. The Chiefs are confident he'll eventually develop into a three-down defensive lineman, so look for Poe to get plenty of reps this preseason as he challenges for a starting position in the middle of Kansas City's defensive line. Second-round pick Jeff Allen and third-rounder Donald Stevenson are a pair of offensive linemen the Chiefs are very excited about. Allen started 47 consecutive games at left tackle for Illinois, but has been working behind veteran left guard Ryan Liljo since arriving in Kansas City. Stevenson is a local product, landing at the University of Oklahoma by way of Blue Springs High School. While the Chiefs are set at offensive tackle with starters Brandon Albert and Eric Winston, Stevenson will vie for the chance to be their primary reserve. In the fourth round, the Chiefs went with speedster Devin Wiley out of Fresno State, or as his former college teammates called him, Wiggles. Wiley immediately finds himself in the mix to be Kansas City's primary return man. On offense, he's battling with Dexter McCluster for a chance at the team's starting role at slot receiver. Fifth-rounder Daquan Menzie and sixth-rounder Cyrus Gray each have the opportunity to earn specialty roles for the Chiefs as rookies. Menzie's chance will come as an extra defensive back in nickel or dime personnel, while Gray is a well-rounded reserve running back who can play right behind Jamaal Charles and Peyton Hillis. The Chiefs had a pair of picks in the seventh round, using them on Jerome Long, a defensive end out of San Diego State, and Junior Hemingway, a wide receiver from Michigan. Both Long and Hemingway are trying to earn reserve roles and a place on Kansas City's 53-man roster. Competition has increased across Kansas City's roster, from these eight draft picks to a deeper pool of veterans and a bundle of rookie free agents all trying to make this team. This training camp, we'll see competition and intensity that we haven't seen in quite some time.
We want to get better every day.
Play as a team.
Win at home.
This is what we do.
First and foremost, we got to win the division.
You know, obviously the AFC West, we all know that it's a, you know, run, bang, bang division. And there's no reason why we can't win it.
Go out there, win the division.
You know, that's our first main goal. You win the AFC West, you get a division title.
Ultimately, we want to win the AFC West, give ourselves a chance to play in the playoffs. You know, the team goals for us this year is to build on what we did last year. We ended the season well, and we want to build. We want to continue getting better.
That is going to do it in one of the great victories in the regular season in Kansas City Chiefs history.
Ultimately, the main goal is to win that ring. You wouldn't be stepping on that field if your ultimate goal wasn't to win that Super Bowl.
Yeah, we're going after the Lombardi Trophy, and that's it. You know, obviously, you got to have, it's a stair-stepping process, and, you know, winning your first game and winning the division, and then obviously, you know, getting a home playoff game and winning that. But at the end of the day, it's about winning a championship.
When you win the division, you get into the playoffs, and you make that run to the ultimate goal, which is to win the Super Bowl.
Well, our goal, first and foremost, is to win the AFC West. But it's the tangible things that's going to make us do that, and that's playing for 60 minutes, finishing blocks, finishing tackles. Like, those little things right there are our goals, because without doing the little things, you cannot accomplish the bigger things.
I think focusing on the little things, knowing our jobs and responsibilities, and playing for the guys next to us.
The big goal is to have that ring on your finger at the end of the year, holding up that trophy. The only way that we can get there is just to come together as a team. You know, everybody just spend time together off the field, you know, get that bond. You know, right now we're on a mission to start training camp faster. So we want to be ahead before we even get there. When we hit camp, we want to hit the ground running.
You know, the Super Bowl's the goal, and that's where we're going towards, and that's our ultimate goal, and that's what we train for. That's what we did back in OTAs and training. This is what we've been working for.
Chiefs Blueprint is brought to you by Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee, a helpful smile in every aisle. And by KCChiefs.com for all the latest news and information. Stay tuned to Chiefs Blueprint, because when we return, we break down the outstanding free agent class of 2012. And we have an exclusive interview with General Manager Scott Pioli. Speaking of exclusive, we wired head coach Romeo Crennel. And you want to hear it all when we return.
The Chiefs signed a handful of free agents this offseason, penciled into starting roles as we head to St. Joseph. Where will these new faces make their impact? Let's take a look. Finding a starting right tackle was one of the Chiefs' most pressing offseason needs, but it looked like the Chiefs would have to find help through the draft with a thin free agent class at the position. Then, as salary cap casualties started rolling in across the NFL, the next thing you know, Kansas City signs a player who many believe to be the NFL's top right tackle. The Chiefs didn't waste any time putting on the full court press to secure Eric Winston's services. After a brief pit stop in Miami, Winston comes to Kansas City, samples some barbecue, and doesn't leave town without a contract. At 28 years old, Winston is penciled in to be the Chiefs' starting right tackle for many years to come. Another key signing for the Chiefs was former Madden cover athlete Peyton Hillis. The bruising running back doesn't just give the Chiefs a capable starter with all-pro Jamaal Charles coming off season-ending knee surgery, but a potentially lethal thunder and lightning combination. In addition, Hillis has tremendous hands for a running back, catching 61 passes for new offensive coordinator Brian Daboll with the Browns in 2010. Hillis worked as the starting running back in Charles' absence this offseason, but don't think Daboll won't find a way to get both Pro Bowlers on the field at the same time. Kevin Boss and Stanford Rout are two former Raiders who joined the right side of the rivalry this offseason. Boss will play a primary role in Kansas City's offense, even with tight end Tony Moyaki coming back from injury. Always known as a solid blocker and well-rounded receiver, Boss surprised many with his speed and agility this offseason. As for Rout, he'll replace departed free agent Brandon Carr as the starting cornerback opposite Brandon Flowers. Rout was at his best playing opposite an elite cornerback in Nnamdi Asamoah and looks to replicate that production playing alongside Flowers. Safety Abram Elam didn't sign with the team until June, but to me, this is one of the Chiefs' more underrated signings of the offseason. Kansas City started six different safeties last season, and Romeo Crennel uses plenty of three safety defensive sets. Elam started 16 games for the Cowboys last year and should fit in nicely with incumbent starters Eric Berry and Kendrick Lewis. Finally, the Chiefs added quarterback Brady Quinn, who reunites with Crennel and Daboll and looks to earn the primary backup job to starter Matt Cassel. The former first-round draft pick will compete with second-year pro Ricky Stanzi for the job in a camp battle many fans will be watching intently.
No better way to get ready for St. Joe than an exclusive chat with the general manager of the Kansas City Chiefs, Scott Pioli. A lot has happened over the last several months, but I'm just curious, your thoughts as you get ready to open the door at St. Joe?
No, we're excited. Cautiously optimistic. As you know, we made a lot of changes this offseason, you know, in a lot of areas. And we certainly think we've improved our football team through free agency, through the draft. We saw some of our younger players also make progress this offseason, you know, just in terms of developing and growing, and we're excited.
Next step is St. Joe and camp. Those 3 weeks, what do you want to get done with this team? What do you want to see at the end of those 3 weeks?
I want to see us stay healthy, improve as a football team, grow as a football team. Progress needs to be made in terms of learning the offense, making sure some of the younger players become better at understanding and knowing the defense. So just seeing constant improvement in particularly our younger players and staying healthy, Mitch, is a big part of it as well, as we found out last year.
You made a decision this year to work out against the Arizona Cardinals. They'll be the first preseason game, but they're coming here right after the Hall of Fame game. What about that decision, and what do you want out of that?
What I like out of it personally is it gives us an opportunity. We're going to be able to see 90 other players that play in the NFL or have a chance to play in the NFL and evaluate their team. You know, sometimes when you stay immersed in your own situation, you only see your team and there's no barometer, there's no measuring stick. We'll get to find out what we are as a football team. It'll be a different set of circumstances. But then we also get the chance to evaluate 90 players on their roster and see if there's players there that might be able to help us because, you know, they've got to cut down to 53 as well.
You're always looking, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
If there's a sense that I felt during the spring, and you mentioned keeping things kind of tempered and keeping focused, but there seemed to be a renewed sense of energy throughout the whole building and the whole franchise. I mean, from the coaching staff through the people that work outside of football and the business side, what about that renewed sense of energy here?
Well, I think that comes with time. You know, it's our fourth year. There's a lot of familiarity with the people. There's an understanding of what's expected. I think once people understand what's expected and how we're going to do things, that there's comfort, but a good comfort, because comfort isn't always a good thing, but there's a degree of comfort in terms of expectations within the entire organization. I think the team is energized, the players are energized, the players feel that they're ready to do something better. And they understand that we have a pretty good football team. But, you know, 31 other teams spent this entire offseason getting better and thinking that they're better. Everyone thinks that they're better today than they were back at the end of the season in the end of December and January. And everyone, you know, most teams are better. Now it's just a matter of seeing how those things go. So I think everyone in this organization is encouraged and feel that we're in a better place. But again, 31 other teams feel the same way, and time will tell.
There's much more to come here on Chiefs Blueprint, and you'll see what it's like to be at a practice with head coach Romeo Crennel as our 65 Toss Power Trap production crew wired him for sound. Welcome back to Chiefs Blueprint. Now, we've covered a lot of ground, but we want to go to the head coach's chair right now. Josh, it was interesting. From the first instant Romeo Crennel became head coach last December, if there's one thing that came across, it was leadership from the head coach.
And there was a response, Mitch. We saw Romeo in those three games on an interim basis last year before he got the job permanently, and the Chiefs beat the undefeated Green Bay Packers. They went in Denver and knock off Tim Tebow, even though the Broncos ended up going to the playoffs. There was a response, though, and it's ultimately what got Romeo this job on a permanent basis. So what I wanted to see during these practices, how did players listen to him? How did they absorb that knowledge? Was that response still there? And what I saw, and I'm sure what you saw out there on the practice field, Mitch, it was definitely still there.
We're excited because we had a chance just a couple of weeks ago to mic Romeo Crennel with this exclusive footage on the field. And you'll see Romeo like very few have.
We got a little breeze. We got some sunshine. Boy, you couldn't ask for anything more. Is this the last reel before we go?
Yes, sir. This is it.
This is it.
Take on,
yeah. All right, I'm going to get started. Here we go. Come on, Javon. One time. Oh, great day today. Great day. Look at us. Look at us. That's it. Good action. Arm action. Knee action. Toe action. Two turns. Plant and push. Plant and push. If we block the intended receiver, we might be able to score. Eyes up. You got to see what you got to hit. You got to see what you got to hit. Oh, look at you. Get off those backs. Come on. Hold up. Hold up. Whoa, baby. Now, play me a tune, a winning tune. Da-da-da-da. Let's go. Protect those knees. Protect those knees.
Okay, go ahead.
Let's see that one again, coach. Reroute, get back. Dang. What are you looking at? Bobo. Who did we let through inside? Lineman on the goal line. Lineman on the goal line. Get up. Hurry, hurry. We had a little bit too much jersey in that one-on-one. 5-0, 5-5.
Sir?
All of y'all had a little bit too much jersey in that one-on-one. It's okay to grab a little bit, but if y'all keep hanging on, then they notice it.
They pushing out, too. That's why
I know they pushing on.
I agree with 5-0.
You agree with 5-0?
I agree with 5-0, but I got them hands on.
Oh, okay. All right, look at me now, okay? Under. 9. Danger. 34. Nickel. No. Felix won. Did he say Felix won? Did he say Felix won?
Yeah.
He didn't say Felix won, I don't think.
Oh, he did not say Felix.
I know it. He said Felix play it.
Yeah.
All right. Let's cool down. Cool down. All right, listen up. We're going to be good, and we're going to be ready to go, and it's going to take you pushing yourself to make that happen. That's what it's going to take, all right? So get ready, because that's the other thing this minicamp does. It lets you know that training camp is not far off. So get yourself ready and get the mindset right, get your bodies right, so that we can go whip some ass when we have to.
Thanks for joining us. Now make sure you log on to kcchiefs.com because we're going to have tremendous camp coverage each and every day. So come back often to keep up on your favorite team. Also, you can like us on Facebook and be a part of one of the fastest growing online communities in all of sports. So that's it for Chiefs Blueprint. Now we're packed up headed to camp, and we're going to cover it all.
Absolutely, Mitch. We'll have daily coverage from live shows after every practice to exclusive player interviews. And our guys behind these cameras, they're going to get exclusive footage of training camp practice that no one else has. Follow the Chiefs all through St. Joseph on KCChiefs.com.
We want to see you in St. Joe, but if not, hey, you're going to feel St. Joe every day right here. And it is here, the 2012 Kansas City Chiefs season. Chiefs Blueprint is brought to you by Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee, a helpful smile in every aisle. And by KCChiefs.com for all the latest news and information.
Toss power trap.